greeting ye couch potatoes across the country, around the world, and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr.
And I'm Neil Miller, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies.
Neil, where was your pirate voice?
I left it at the screening of Pirates of the Caribbean. And on this week's show...
We lost all steam. All the steam that I put into that brilliant opening is all lost because you didn't do a pirate voice.
I was doing my best not to laugh at you because that was about the goofiest darn thing I've ever seen from a fat guy like yourself.
Dude, I did that on the radio and the host loved me when I was on Cincinnati Radio.
Anyways, on today's show, we're going to talk about, of course, Pirates of the Caribbean. We're going to take a journey to World's End. And then... at the end of our show, we're going to have a little bit of a twist to our show.
Just because there's so many twists.
In honor of the twist for Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
Which we can't talk about. Well, we'll talk about how we can't talk about stuff later.
Right. We'll talk about how we had to sign our lives over to Disney.
Exactly. Exactly. But, you know, you can reach us, fatguysatthemovies.com. Check us out. Listen to our. Of course, if you're listening to us, you probably already have gone there.
Hopefully.
At some point.
Hopefully, you also have subscribed to us in iTunes. Go to iTunes and just search Fat Guys of the Movies. We pull right up, apparently.
That's right. I guess we're the only fat guys watching movies on iTunes.
Absolutely. You can also email us at fatguys@filmschoolrejects.com. And give us a call. What's that number again there, Kevin?
614-388-8735, which turns out to be something like 614-388-TREK, actually.
Oh.
But, you know, I don't know. Star Trek's okay, but, I mean, I don't define ourselves with a phone number that way.
Absolutely not.
We got to find 614-FAT-GUYS is what we got to look for.
I'm working on it. I got to make some calls.
I sent you what that number would be.
Yes, I know. Somebody has it. And if we figure out who has that, we're going to call them and be like, hey.
We'll just keep calling. This is the fat guys. We want your number. This is the fat guys. We want your number. And just irritate them to the point that we get restraining orders on ourselves. And then we will just, you know, I guess just whine until we get it.
Yeah.
But before we get on to the fat, we are the fat guys. Before we move on to Pirates.
The fat movie of the week.
The fat movie of the week, Pirates, which is opening in... you know, 17 billion screens across the world.
Yes, sir, it is. We're going to talk about that later.
We're going to talk about your favorite kind of movie, horror movies.
Mm.
What's out this week new, aside from Pirates?
Insect.
Bug.
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 Yeah. Sorry.
Based on a play.
Based on a play?
It's actually based on a play. And I think it's Michael Shannon, who is the guy who played it, who you'll remember Michael Shannon. He was in, no one would remember him from Lucky You because, you know, only Eric Bana's mom went and saw that one. But you probably recognize him from, World Trade Center. He played the Marine or the guy who left his job to go.
Oh.
The guy who's really a black guy in real life who lives in Gahanna, Ohio, but they made him white in the movie because I guess Oliver Stone's a racist.
Right.
you recognize that guy.
Of all things to be, Oliver Stone, of course, a racist.
Racist Oliver Stone.
On
that's
top
right.
of all the other things he is.
So, but Bug, it's a creepy psychological thriller. Let's hear a clip.
You're very beautiful.
I like hearing you talk. If you want, you can stay here tonight.
That'd be nice.
What is that?
Hey, you see it? It's a bug.
Jerry, you can't stay here.
You throwing me out?
Get out of here!
Place is crawling with these things.
There's no bugs on your skin.
You have to dig it out.
I'll dig it out and show you.
They want you to know they're there.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Now, what do you think of this movie, Neil?
I think I'm gonna pass. Actually,
they didn't screen it. I have nothing knowing what to like think either. I'm interested in seeing it. I like William Friedkin's horror movies.
I'll tell you what I really think though, Kevin. I think there's a reason they don't screen movies like this for the press.
Yeah, well, no, they haven't been screening any horror movies. Blood and Chocolate was like the last horror movie that they screened, and that was just bad, and it didn't do well.
And they learned their lesson.
Well, no, then they said, oh, well, then nothing's going to work well. I think if they would have screened Vacancy, it would have gotten decent reviews. It wasn't creamed.
I would have went to see Vacancy based on the Kate Beckinsale factor.
Yeah, yeah, even though there was, yeah. But, you know, in honor of Bug, Neil, I got you a present.
Are you kidding?
Yes, I brought it into the studio. It's a present for you in honor
if
of
this
Bugs.
Has any legs.
No, there's no bugs in it, hopefully.
No, if it were, oh, no. It's a plant.
It's a pansy basket. It's a wilted pansy basket. I got it for you since you're such a pansy and you don't go to horror movies. And if you notice there, it actually has a card in it that says pansy. Now, just to let you know, I spared no expense. These were on sale for $1.99 at Giant Eagle. So
I was going to say, it looks like you got it at a grocery store, because it looks like it's half dead already.
Well, I left it outside. I figured it would. You're supposed to plant it, so it should at least live for a couple days outside, but it didn't. But that's for you.
I guess the thought that counts.
And my wife, who murders house plants all the time, is like, you know your plant's dying? I'm like, if she's noticing that, it's bad.
Yeah.
So
I'll get you back.
But you and the pansy, the pansy basket. There you go. Nice. But I'm going to go check out Bug this week just to see what it's like, because supposedly it's getting named like somebody like at the Chicago Tribune said.
Right. Some like third stringer.
Yeah. It was like the most disturbing horror movie ever made.
Right.
Which is like everything's the most disturbing horror movie ever made. I mean, it's like Hostel, the most disturbing movie you'll ever see. Right. Hills Have Eyes, the most disturbing film you'll ever see. Unlike us, who are the most influential voices in film.
Absolutely.
That's right. That's what we've been called.
Yeah.
So we've been
somebody.
Called that.
We don't. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know who that was.
Anyways. So what are we going to do next?
Next, we've got Pirates of the Caribbean. Part 3, At World's End.
Oh, yeah.
That's the other one that's opening up. I'm sure you've heard of this movie.
Just a little bit.
Just a tad.
Yeah, no trailers.
This has been highly anticipated and is shrouded in secrecy in the sense that...
Amazingly enough.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll be giving our review here in a second, but of course we're sort of got a bit of a gag order on us in the sense that we can't give away... I mean, we don't spoil stuff anyways, but,
right.
But they Disney has been, it actually made news. If you looked at IMDb this week on the entertainment rag section, they had the movie reviews, and then they had the news that people aren't supposed to reveal anything.
Right.
Made a story. So.
Right. And I have a funny story, but I think we have to go to a break, don't we?
That's right. We're going to head off to a break and lead you out with the pirate trailer.
What would you do? What would any of you be willing to do? Would you brave the weird and haunted shores at World's End to fetch back Witty Jack?
Did no one come to save me just because they missed me?
There was a time when a pirate was free to make his own way in the world. But our time is coming to an end.
Why should I sail with any of you? Four of you have tried to kill me in the past. One of you succeeded.
Our enemies have united and vowed to destroy us.
You can fight and all of you will die.
The pirate lords from the four corners of the earth.
Welcome to Singapore.
Must stand together.
There's not been a gathering like this in our lifetime.
And I owe them all money.
That would never have worked out between us.
Keep telling yourself that, darling. They know they face extinction. All that remains is where they make their final stand.
Will you marry me?
I don't think now's the best time!
You're mad!
If I wasn't, this would probably never work.
Arrgh, you mateys.
And we're back, and we're going to talk about Pirates of the Caribbean.
Arrgh.
At World's
End. Is this rated? What is this rated? Is it rated R?
No, it's rated PG-13.
PG-13. Not R.
Not even just, close to R.
Just so you lads know, it's not R.
Not even close.
Am I running the pirate puns into the ground here?
You're getting there.
I'm more mellow than I was last week, man.
I appreciate it.
I was like all over you. I don't know what happened. I know what happened. I've told you what I was doing that weekend.
Well, yeah.
So you
had some pent up frustration that
got released later. So we'll just leave it at that.
Before we get into talking, I wanted to make a comment about the Disney the security measures.
That's
there
right.
There was a story on IMDb about, I think it was Peter Travers, where he was trying to get into the theater, and the, you know, the Ampus people or whoever does security made him take his cell phone to the car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They don't make me do that.
They didn't. Well, I'm
sure they wouldn't. Like,
No, you know what? There was only one time I was ever told to take my cell phone to the car. You want to know what movie it was?
Mm.
Down with Love.
Oh yeah, because
with you and it was like a Thursday night screening of Down with Love, and they made me put my cell phone in the car. I'm like, first of all, no one's gonna see this movie anyways.
Right. Second of all, no one wants to pirate.
Who's gonna pirate? Who's gonna sit there and go, oh my gosh, the pictures of you know, Ewan McGregor looking really gay end up on the internet. You know, who cares?
Right, exactly.
So
anyway, so Kevin, what'd you think about Pirates?
You know, I liked Pirates. I was surprised. And what's funny is I when I was prepping for the show and I was getting the trailer ready to go, I was watching the trailer again. I'm like, I was actually excited to see it again. I was surprised at how much it's grown on me since I've just a short time since I've seen it. And because I thought it was a little convoluted and it did run a little long.
I think there were a couple parts they could have taken out.
Either taken out or trimmed back.
Right.
But I mean, there are certain things you've seen in the trailers. There's, of course, this great shot of the trailer with the two boats going in a whirlpool, which is awesome, and it looks great, but my God, it goes on for like 90 minutes.
But I thought that was the best part of the movie.
It was an awesome scene, but it was sort of like the pod race scene in episode one. It just kept going and going and going, which not terrible, but it was a little bit odd. Oh, it was Phil Villarreal of the Arizona Daily Star that he had to return his Nintendo gaming system to the car when he went and saw it.
They made him take his Nintendo DS back.
That's right, his Nintendo DS.
Nice. Well, I don't know if Phil liked the movie, but I certainly did. I tell you what, one of the things I really liked about this film was it had that bigger, epic, grand scale
it
feel
huge.
To it.
It was huge.
With the CGI, kind of like, and I equated it to, in my review,
Primeval.
Not Primeval. what Peter Jackson did with Lord of the Rings, the last one felt just massive,
yeah.
You know? So I thought that was...
Of course, it was shorter than Lord of the Rings. Return of the, everything was shorter
Thank
than
God
Return
for that,
of the King.
I can't stand... and the length is an issue. If you're going to go out and see it, it is 2 hours and 48 minutes long, and it feels every minute of it. The second one, to me, felt like it flew by a little bit.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff going. But I'll tell you this, actually, if you're going to go see this, for people who are going to go see the movie, which is like everybody,
right?
You do yourself a favor and watch the first two again, at least watch the second one again.
Right.
Rent it on DVD, or if you got it on DVD, watch it, because they just fly into this thing and they don't stop. They don't stop to explain anything.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You have to be, and I got lucky. I was at
just like you did at Brokeback Mountain last week. What
no,
you were talking about?
No, very different kind of lucky. The other day I was just flipping through channels and, the second one was on like the last 25 minutes of the second one. So I watched it and I was like, oh yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Well, I watched it because I reviewed the DVD closer to the release of this one. And
right.
It was actually beneficial to watch it because there's a lot of little things that you pick up from the last one that you can carry into this one. The writing's not as great. It's not as tightly written. You know, the trailers on the TV are saying every secret will be revealed. You know, I mean,
right.
They talk about, you know, who shot JR.
Right.
And stuff like that, which is, I think, that was a little
bit
extraneous.
Yeah, into the Kennedy thing, too.
They could have gotten that,
they
had the whole,
they could have left out.
They had the 9/11 commission that Jack Sparrow
right.
was complaining about. But, you know, they could have taken those out. But overall, it was, I want to see it again. And believe it or not, there's very few movies that run close to 3 hours that I'm like, you know, I kind of want to see that again.
Right. Because it's tough to go back to a 3-hour movie.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
is very tough.
But so. It's not for little kids. It is rated PG-13. There's some pretty, there's some violence in
yeah,
this movie.
And,
But for that, the first one and the second one both had quite a bit of violence in it as well.
Right. I mean, but it's fun violence. You know, there's
fun violence.
There's nothing.
It's
not
sort of like,
hostile.
It's
okay.
It's like beating up drunks on the street. It's just kind of fun.
Right. Yeah, bum fights. I mean, that's appropriate for kids, right?
Exactly. You know, it's Walt Disney Pictures. I don't know how many PG-13 movies get the Walt Disney banner, but I remember that was one they were thinking which way to go with Pirates, but they kind of went with it because it's based on a Disneyland ride.
Right. And I thought they did well. I think this is a good, you know, kind of finisher to the trilogy. Yeah.
But of course, now we can't talk any specifics of the plot because we're not allowed to. So we're just going to make stuff up.
Yeah, actually.
You know, like my...
Speaking of PG-13.
Yeah, my favorite part was at the end where Dakota Fanning came in and taught everyone the true meaning of Christmas.
Yes, yeah, And then beginnings of a massive sex scene breakout and they cut away, right?
They had the setup for a 300 level sex scene.
Oh my God. It was fantastic.
I would have gone and seen it again.
I can't wait for the uncut DVD version because I want to see what happens after, you know, he rips the thing off of her.
Yeah, exactly. So. You know, and there was like a goat at one point. Or am I getting scenes mixed up?
I think there really was a goat.
There really was a goat at one scene. That's not a big surprise. That's not giving anything away.
Right.
And
another thing that's not a spoiler that is true, we're not making this part up, is Keith Richards. Everybody knows Keith Richards is in the movie.
Yeah, he's on. Didn't I see
he's
a cover,
on the cover of
Premiere?
Rolling Stone?
Yeah, Rolling Stone.
He does play Jack Sparrow's father. It's not. I'm sorry, Disney. That's not a big thing.
That's
it's
not
been on the internet
a plot
since
point.
Like 6 months before the movie came out. And he was awesome.
He was good.
I thought he just was perfect. This booming deep voice and he played this just old school hardcore pirate that he was creepy.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it. And how's mom? Holds up a dead head. It was good.
Well,
I enjoyed it.
Well, that's good. Well, we're gonna wrap this up here, and we're gonna come back and talk about the. Recap the reviews and talk about the box office predictions and who we think is going to win. Is it going to be Bugs or Pirates?
I think it's going to be Bugs.
Flowers lonely, burn out slowly like a cigarette when you kiss me.
Erg, we be back with Fat Guys at the Movies.com.
You need to stop. That's bad. I can't. I don't know if I can go on here. You're about to get your microphone turned off.
No, you can't do that. Yeah, the magical studio in the sky got a facelift. So.
Yes, it did. We're in a brand new studio. So if we sound better, it's because
I have that
microphone.
Much testosterone in my vein, which makes my voice sound really deep. Well, let's recap the movies. We got two movies opening this weekend. You've got Bug, which we haven't seen either of us.
I'm willing to give it a preemptive suck, though.
Yeah, well, you know, you can take your pansy basket and stay at home and, you know, drink your green tea with your, you know, pinky extended and all that kind of thing. I'm going to go see Bug, and I have a feeling it's going to kind of rock, but it's probably not going to be awesome.
Right, I understand.
So, but then there is the movie we did see, Pirates.
Absolutely.
Of the Caribbean at World's End. And I say kind of rocked on this one.
I'm going to say it rocked.
You're going to go for full over.
I'm going to go with the full rocks, and this is why. Because I was so disappointed with Spider-Man. And I was so lukewarm to Shrek. And
you were not lukewarm. You were just slobbing on it all over the place last week, which is why I completely unleashed on you.
This is where the summer should have started, at Pirates.
What
I
mean, always
we could have skipped over those other two, and I would have been fine. Even though I like Shrek, we could have skipped those.
Shrek was lame, man. Shrek was lame. Spider-Man was good. That's what. Well, let's look at the box office predictions. How many theaters?
It is screened? Actually, this is the news of the week to me. 4,362 theaters, which is now the number one widest release
that
ever.
Spider-Man. I had originally seen 4,000 plus was what the number I saw. But
yeah, it's opening in 4,300. Spider-Man, oddly enough, is they're taking it out of 600 theaters. So
it's still going to break 300 million this weekend.
Yeah, I mean it'll go over, but I think we're starting to see the decline on.
It'll
Spider-Man.
Decline. Everything's really decline. I hate to tell you this. Pirates is going to decline in 3 weeks too.
Yes. Yeah, so. And oddly enough, Shrek is expanding as well. So.
Yeah, Shrek's going to be a slow burn through the whole summer. So.
Yep.
But that's what it is. Pirates is going to win the weekend. That's what
easily.
I think. And
I'm
then number
over.
Two will be Vacancy. Yeah, it's going to jump back up.
I'm saying over 120 on Pirates.
Yeah, so. I'm thinking it's going to be, I think it'll be pushing 150. I think it's going to be pushing Spider-Man numbers.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
I seriously think
it deserves to.
Yeah. So. But we got to go to break, and when we come back, we'll talk DVDs, we're going to be talking entertainment news, and then I'm just going to smack Neil in the head. Welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies. I decided to do that since you didn't want me to do a pirate voice or anything like that.
That's nice.
I'm bowing to peer pressure from Neil since
I'm going to have to bring it back as Barry White one of these times. Be like,
yo, listen. You're going to have to go through puberty before you do that, I think. Ooh, yeah. Zing. Zing. Zoom, zoom, zoom.
I'm sure I got a sound effect in here somewhere for that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Anyways,
yeah, this is terrifying me because you're going to take over the engineering part of this and suddenly you're going to be like putting fart noises in my ear. Or
dude,
like
I found some good ones.
Good fart noises? Yeah. No, I had some good ones.
Some other various sound effects that like squishy noises and stuff. So, anyways, we're going to talk about
You found squishy noises? I don't want to hear about this. This is disgusting. I think I threw up in my mouth. Sorry.
All right, let's talk about DVDs now.
DVDs. What's new this week? What's your pick? Epic movie? Is that what you're picking?
Yeah.
The best pirate movie of the year so far?
Absolutely. Actually, I'm going to pick Venus because
I pick Uranus. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I just say that? I'm talking the planet people. Come on.
Yeah, you would pick my anus. Whoa.
Ooh, you got me, didn't you? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. The pent-up frustration and rage from last week comes back and bites me in Uranus.
But anyways, Peter O'Toole, good performance. Mm. Really solid movie. Really charming, weird movie.
I heard that he beat up Forrest Whitaker after the Academy Awards.
I wouldn't doubt it. That dude's... He's like the bionic man.
That's right.
So...
He's like Keith Richards. He and Keith Richards, they should do like a... Like a wrestling match
where
between the two of them.
Where they snort their fathers.
That's right. That'd be awesome.
So, anyways.
Like when I die, I want to be cremated and baked into a cake. And then serve to people and not tell them who it is. Or like put like a really small car.
People you know?
Yeah, like at the reception. That would be so cool. And what you can do is.
You're definitely going to die before.
No, this is what's going to happen. It's going to happen is they'll bake it into a cake and they'll put it out there. There'll be a tiny little sign that says, in honor of Kevin, he's been baked in this cake. But a lot of people aren't going to notice it. And then they'll mention it. And every people will be like, I just. And we don't need to scan. Then it'll scatter my ashes in a different way.
You know that in the very near future when you do die. Because you're like
because you kill me because you're so mad at me. You're jealous of my manhood.
No matter what happens, I'm gonna be the one at your funeral going, oh no, don't touch
eat
that cake.
Don't eat that cake.
I know what's in there. So aren't we talking about DVDs?
We're talking
here?
About DVDs.
We are so derailed.
Somehow we
this
got
week.
Completely derailed on this.
That's all right.
It's
we got time
fault.
To blow.
It's just your fault. My pick this week is going to be much more intellectual. Actually, Venus is pretty intellectual. I have to get like other than your other pick, epic movie. I'm going to pick Letters from Iwo Jima. My pick this
movie.
Week. And you know what? It's a real shame because Flags of Our Fathers was sucked so bad as its companion piece, and Letters from Iwo Jima. As much as Flags of Our Fathers sucked, Iwo Jima really, really was good.
Right.
But it didn't catch on with audiences because I think two reasons, because everyone had that perception of, oh, it's black and white, even though it wasn't.
Right.
It was just chat with filters. But also people don't like to read subtitles. That's just a given fact in America. Every now and then you get movies like Passion of the Christ or Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, where they have subtitles. But nobody wanted to read subtitles for this movie.
Right.
But I'm glad they did it in Japanese because I thought that added to the film.
Right. I thought it was good, and to be honest with you, I thought this should have been a 2007 movie instead of 2006.
They did rush it out.
It got robbed. I mean, if it would have come out in March, I still think it would have had enough to go the distance. And
did it win? It won like
it
best.
It won like
best
no, it
sound
didn't win anything.
Editing. No, one of them won best. I think Letters from Iwo Jima won best sound. Some sort of sound mixing or something like that.
Yeah, but I think it could have done better had it come out the next year. I thought that was a bad move to bring.
Well,
it
I think they pushed
December.
It ahead because Flags of Our Fathers bombed so bad.
Well, yeah.
Which makes no terrible, sense, actually. But
anyways.
No, but Letters from Iwo Jima is very good. It really shows the Japanese sort of culture side of, you know, the struggle, the rank and file Japanese soldiers had during World War II. So that's really good. Other ones, equally as intellectual, is Porky's. The Ultimate Collection is coming out with all the DVDs with the special edition of Porky's, which... haven't had a chance to actually watch through this one yet, but
Also the special edition of 40-Year-Old Virgin came out.
Well, what's weird about that is they had the came out in DVD and then they had the unrated version come out and now they've got the extended unrated version. Didn't
it's
like the
more chest hair comes off version or something.
Didn't the first release already have like 19 extra minutes in it?
I don't know. Apparently they wanted to get it up there with Pirates 3. Well,
I think
you want length. We'll show you length.
Well, you pretty much whenever you see these older releases come out, you can guess why. It's, oh, that was a length. You're giggling at me. You're like, I made a funny length. Ha ha. I'm like,
you missed the point where I said girth too.
Girth. Yeah. So. Girth. Yeah.
Anyways, my vessel is bigger.
This is preemptive of Evan Almighty is the reason they're putting that out.
Well, and Knocked Up.
And Knocked Up, Judd Apatow's other movie.
Seth Rogen too, so.
That's right. And then other movies coming out that really aren't that good. The Good German, which I haven't seen, I heard was terrible.
Oh, bomb.
And the reason I don't even want to see this is because it's a Soderbergh film, an art house film.
In black and white.
And like the critics hated it
with George Clooney.
It was to me that's like saying that's like putting out what was the one with all the King's Men.
Oh yeah, it's like here it we're gonna try and win an Oscar.
It should have been the Oscar movie, and the critics are like this thing sucks.
Yeah, sell balls. It for what it is. If they would have came out and said you're gonna use this movie for
it won a like
cup holder.
Yeah, it was like nominated for best song in like the Golden Globes, and that's that's all it got. But then epic movie. Which was surprisingly just awful.
They've gone so far down with those. You start with Scary Movie, which I thought
was cute. Decent. I mean, actually, all four of them were decent.
And then you get to Date Movie and now Epic Movie.
Date Movie was bad, but man, Epic Movie, it was
just
literally
swirled down the toilet of life.
They would throw out a joke and it would just lither like a dead woodchuck. Oh. It would just be like, and just flies around. Although I have to say, I'm really kind of jonesing for the girl. The what is her name? Jamma something or other. She's from she played like the reception the girl at the hotel in Red Eye, and she was on Heroes for something, and she's on Ugly Betty. She plays Henry's girlfriend.
Yeah, no, she played the Heroes girlfriend, the one that had the brain aneurysm.
Yeah, she's totally hot.
Very hot. Totally very southern hot. And very sweet.
Yeah.
Not trashy though. I wouldn't pick you to go for her.
Yeah, but she's sort of like it has that sort of it's
she's
they went
from the
for
South,
another
they're all trashy.
They went for another Anna Faris type, you know.
Right.
I mean I mean honestly, if I have to choose between Jamma and like Christina Ricci from Black Snake Moan, oh yeah, Christina Ricci. Every day and twice on Sundays.
Yeah.
You know, for
less
me.
Clothing.
Yeah. I love that movie.
Yeah. You don't like to put a lot of effort into it, so less is more.
Yeah, this whole business, it's more imaginative. No, show me the skin. That's what I want to
see.
Exactly. Other things coming out. You've got the Rush Hour movies coming out, of course. Rush Hour 1 and 2, special edition.
I don't know if you have them on your list there, but Pirates 1 and 2 on Blu-ray. Which is
that's right.
Cool.
That's being pushed like crazy. And Scrubs Season 5, which is great. I don't know if you watch Scrubs.
I don't, but I know it's a good show.
It's a great show. And by the time they got to Season 4, they were actually trying to be a little more serious and stuff, and that just wasn't quite working. And they're just, Season 5, they go back to just being stupid and having fun.
Yeah, fun times. Works. I like it.
And speaking of being stupid and having fun, we got to take a break, and we're going to come back with entertainment and news. What's more stupid and fun than talking about idiots in Hollywood?
Excellent. And we are back.
Ooh, I got him to do the pirate voice.
We argued about that for about 5 minutes there. So
I demanded a pirate voice. This is the pirate weekend.
But Kevin?
Yes.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, if we didn't have some entertainment news. Woo-hoo. And some boobs.
Boobs? We have some boobs?
Yeah.
We don't have any boobs in this. Well, we have four boobs, but they're man boobs that no one wants to see.
These are the ones that we have been waiting for, but they're not popping out just yet.
Well, if they're not Jessica Alba boobs, I don't want to hear them.
Well, Lindsay Lohan, video, I mean, literally within probably the last 24 hours, a video scene from I Know Who Killed Me with her stripping, a la Rose McGowan.
Not as good as Rose McGowan.
Yeah, just watched it before the show.
If I ever get my leg amputated for whatever reason, like I get bitten by a pit bull or something, I want a gun on my leg. I'm literally going to demand that.
I want Rose McGowan on the end of my leg.
Well, yeah, I don't want to wait to get amputated for that. Of course, I'd have to fight off Robert Rodriguez because the news is that now they're an item.
Nah, he's no big deal.
You're like, nah, that hack. Nah. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah,
he's too busy making digital movies. No, he's not. He's doing Barbarella.
Barbarella, which is even worse than the Jetsons.
Yeah.
I wanted to see the Jetsons. Now I'm like,
it all depends on who plays Barbarella.
Well, they said Kate Beckinsale, and then they said no Kate Beckinsale.
No, Kate, she'll be a sucky Barbarella. Right. You know who would be a great Barbarella? Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba would be great.
But she won't be wearing that little plastic thing on her chest.
Yeah. Hopefully they just lose that altogether and make it an NC-17 movie.
Yeah, because I see that happening.
That would be awesome. Anyway, speaking of shows from like way back
in the
day.
You know who would be a great Barbarella?
Oh, jeez.
Sandra Bernhardt. Just kidding.
Because she looks like the you know, she doesn't look like Jane Fonda.
She doesn't look like anybody that's in movies. She looks like this guy.
She doesn't
I
look
saw
like any successful actress
banging outside the courthouse when I had jury duty. But geez. That's. Although, you know, it's great. This is a total aside. I'm completely trumping all over your entertainment news.
It's okay.
Speaking of Sandra Bernhardt and not wanting to see her naked, here's a great game you can play with friends. Is you name two people who you would just not want to see having sex, famous people. And then the
like
next person.
Like with each other?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Like you said, like I would start out, I'd say like Sandra Bernhardt and Gary Shandling. And you would counter with like Marlon Brando in his later years and Rosie O'Donnell. And we just kind of see who can get the worst hookup. That has nothing to do with entertainment news, but I thought it was funny. Go play it with your friends.
Yeah. Well, maybe, you know what? We'll do like a poll on Film School Rejects.
That's
like,
right.
Who's the worst?
Speaking of Film School Rejects, this is entertainment news.
Yeah.
My drinking game's on.
Oh, that's an awesome drinking game.
Yes.
It's about to go front page on dig.com.
That's so. Actually why I want to go see Pirates again with my yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum.
Yeah. Because and if you live in a city where you can drink at the theater, I encourage you to do so.
Yeah. You will be so hammered by the end of this movie.
Yeah. It's a solid drinking
game. You're going to have to sit through it a second time just to sober up.
In fact, I think you guys should do a drinking game for our show. Every time Kevin says something stupid, you'll be trashed.
No, you know what we need to no. Next time you do something that makes you a pansy. Mm. No, this is what we need to do. When we'll take my drinking games when the DVDs come out and we'll record a commentary and we'll drink along with it and see how completely awesome. Smashed we get at the end.
I know. Now that we have this magical studio in the sky, we could totally do
we need to
cool
do that.
Stuff.
We so need to do that. And then I have an excuse to drink and I can tell, I'm sorry, honey, I gotta go to work.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, entertainment.
Anyways,
entertainment.
More,
so what's
entertainment
going on?
Speaking
what's going
of
on in the
old
world today?
School TV show, old characters.
Were we talking about? He-Man. Oh, Jetsons was probably what you were.
Jetsons, yeah, and we're going back to the
nice segue. Like that was like 2 minutes ago.
Terrible segue. Well, you ruined everything.
I just
in this
completely
segment,
stepped
so.
Over. I'm ADD. You know, you notice I get more ADD as the show goes on.
Yes,
I just interrupted you like for the 10th time.
Mm-hmm.
As your friend said, I'm like every other douchebag on the radio.
Every other douchebag on the radio. All right. But Joel Silver is going to develop He-Man, the live action.
It sounds like he's going to develop a rash.
This coming from the guy, I remember watching the Kevin Smith DVD, the A Night with Kevin Smith, where he talks about when he wrote the Superman script, and he was sitting there with Joel Silver.
That was Peter Goober.
No, it was John Peters.
John Peters, yeah.
Ruined it. John Peters didn't know who Kal-El was.
Yeah, well, John Peters was the one who was like, I want polar bears are the most dangerous animals in the world.
All right, so that ruins my whole Joel Silver. Joel Silver's actually a cool guy. I'm sorry, Joel
Silver.
Oh,
now you're just kissing ass.
but anyways, apparently he's going to do it.
Didn't they do a He-Man? They did Masters of the Universe. Like,
No, it was like with Dolph Lundgren as He-Man.
Okay. Bad. Who are they going to get to have play He-Man?
They rumored Brad Pitt. But
you know what? The guys at Veercast, I read the guy's blog. He made a great point. He's like, didn't he already play He-Man?
Didn't anybody see Troy?
Troy? Well, nobody did see Troy. So there you go.
There you go.
You know who they need to have play He-Man? This would be awesome.
Hmm.
John Heder. He would make the best He-Man.
He'll just get like, he'd be like,
oh. Like, gosh, man.
For the power of Grayskull?
For the power of Grayskull. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. God, idiot.
And then they have like Vince Vaughn play Skeletor. I'm Cassie, the greatest movie ever made. No one will do it. Okay, so if it's done well, it could be really good.
Yeah.
Like Transformers.
Yeah.
Transformers looks like it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Are they going to do Dare? Are they going to put Dare to be Stupid by Weird Al Yankovic in that movie? That'd be awesome. Because that's in the original Transformers. I watched the Transformers, the movie. I got it and my kids watched it, and I watched it. And literally in the big fight scene, they start playing Dare to be Stupid by...
God, that's so
awesome. And the song
I doubt
makes
that's
going to
make it in. This is a serious Michael Bay movie,
that's
okay?
That's right.
He's a serious filmmaker.
He's a hack.
He's my hero.
He's a hack. It's going to be absolute crap story, but there's going to be a lot of robots blowing crap up.
Well, that's all you need. Right. He's smart enough to know that. But anyways,
get back on track.
The last
what
one that I have is yet another television show. Jerry Bruckheimer and Gore Verbinski, the guys who brought us Pirates. Of course, they wait till right now to announce this. Are rumored to be doing The Lone Ranger.
That doesn't quite sound like a Gore Verbinski movie.
Well, not a whole lot. Sounds like a Gore Verbinski movie.
He did The Ring, and he does like really intense, creepy stuff. What, he's going to have The Lone Ranger / Headless Horseman? I mean, the guy did The Ring, and then he does all three Pirates movies, and they're creepy, creepy movies with headless. No, they're headless. Nobody's headless, really, in those. people pulling their eyeballs out, though.
Yeah. Well, and that was like a kid's movie.
Yeah.
It was a Disney
film. And an undead monkey that they shoot in front of everybody. Right. That was in the second one. That's not a spoiler.
Right.
And Dakota Fanning teaching everybody the true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah. So apparently they're going to make a Lone Ranger.
Who's going to play the Lone Ranger? Chris Tucker. That'd be awesome.
Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker is the Lone Ranger. With Jason Mewes as Tonto.
They don't say. I got this off of firstshowing.net. Our good friend Alex over at First Showing scooped this for us. But that's all they have so far. Who could play Tonto?
Jason Mewes. I told you. That's who should play Tonto. Wouldn't he be the best Tonto in the universe?
With Kevin Smith as the Lone Ranger.
Just Kevin Smith would be like riding a burro beside him.
You know who's even better as the Lone Ranger? Affleck.
Affleck. Yeah, Affleck as the Lone Ranger. Jason Mewes can play Tonto. And Kevin, no offense, Kevin Smith, but you would be perfect as, like, you ever watch the old Porky Pig where he was like the little guy on his Porky Pig on a little donkey? And it was, I think, Daffy Duck was the sheriff. That's my suggestion. Hollywood, take it and roll with it. Yeah. It's yours for free. I give it to you.
There goes all of our chances of being friends with Kevin Smith.
No, that's at the end. He won't listen to this whole thing.
Nice.
He'll listen to this. He'll be like, funeral, baking yourself in a cake. I'm done with this crap.
Yeah, this is schlock.
If he didn't listen to us last week.
Yeah, after we plugged him.
And I was nice about catch and release even. Actually, I was mean about that. I'm sorry. All right, do we have any other entertainment news? Is there anything else going in the world of entertainment?
I had to stop after the Lindsay Lohan stripping video because I was like, oh.
You just kept watching it and watching it and watching it.
It was kind of like the Transformers trailer.
It was interesting, really interesting, really, really interesting, and then you lost interest and took a nap.
Yeah. New trailer for Michael Moore's new movie. I know. We're anticipating a good fight about this one when it comes out.
What's he going to say? Healthcare's got problems. Is there anyone going to be like, no, it doesn't? The healthcare system.
I'm sure somebody will be like, it's a lie.
No.
And the rest of us are going to be like, are you kidding?
It's going to be like making a movie about gas prices. Gas is too expensive. Who's gonna argue with
that? Not if you have giant Eagle rewards.
You know what?
I got gas at like $2 a gallon today.
Dude, I got like $1.20 off gas already.
God.
Because they're doing like double points. This is a huge plug for Giant Eagle. You can get gas and pansy baskets at Giant Eagle.
That's fantastic. Pansy baskets that are dying as we speak.
Well, yes, but that's because it's in your hands now. I wash my hands.
I water my plants.
Yeah, but not the way you're supposed to. Read into that what you think. Okay, we gotta go in here.
Totally time for a break.
We gotta go to a break, and we're gonna come back and talk about something.
Something, sure. Army mateys, and we're back, and we're gonna close this thing down.
Two pirates references, and now he finally gets on his feet.
What can I say? I'm just waking up.
because you took that nap after watching that Lindsay Lohan video.
I needed to smoking a nap after that.
Anyways,
not sequentially, otherwise my apartment would have burned down. So, dun 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 dun. Here's our spoiler.
Oh, okay. We've got a big spoiler. I think you suddenly threw this music at me. I'm like, wait a minute, what are you talking about?
Our big spoiler is that we are adding a second show next week. We will be on Sunday night, Monday morning show.
It's iffy when it's actually going to happen this week because of Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, we might.
It'll be like a Monday night, Monday. Tuesday morning type thing.
So
for the 17 people out there who do listen to us.
But as our readership has grown, we decided
our listenership. You mean?
Did I say readership?
You said readership. You're still thinking film school reject.
Yes. As our listenership grows here at Fat Guys the Movies, we decided that you needed twice as much Fat Guys. It's kind of like a double your pleasure.
Now it's like, it's like four Fat Guys for the price of one a week.
So we're going to have that new show. We're going to talk about, we're going to have more banter.
Yes.
And potentially a little bit of our interview with Thomas Jane on Sunday, slash Monday, slash Tuesday. And of course, we'll be back on Thursday next week too. So,
that's right.
But what else do we got? What do we have coming out next week, Kevin?
Knocked Up. We got a contest coming.
We're going to have a contest. We don't have all the details yet, but I believe it involves some t-shirts and some posters.
And hot women and we will try to knock them up.
Yes.
We'll vote. Send your picture in.
Yes.
And if you're hot, we'll try and knock you up.
Yes. Yes. We're opening a women's clinic.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then Mr. Brooks, which we'll have a big fight over that.
Because I'm sure there's going to be a war over Mr. Brooks.
Mr. Brooks smackdown going on.
So
But that's what we got. Fatguysatthemovies.com, fatguys@filmschoolrejects.com. Give us a call, 614-388-TREK, 8735. Give us a call, tell us what we're doing, tell us how much Neil is a pansy.
Yeah, and that's all she wrote, I guess.
I think that's the end of the show.
What else can you really say after that?
Yeah, well, you got your little tagline. Go ahead and say it.
Adios.